This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects in Sikkim this morning. While addressing the Sikkim at 50, where progress meets purpose and nature nurtures growth event in Gangtok, the Prime Minister congratulated the people of Sikkim for the 50 years of statehood.
50 saal pehle Sikkim ne apne liye ek democratic future tay kiya. Sikkim ke logon ka janman geography ke saath hi Bharat ki आत्मा से जुड़ने का भी था एक भरोसा था जब सबकी आवाज सुनी जाएगी सबके हक सुरक्षित होंगे तो विकास के एक जैसे मौके मिलेंगे आज मैं कह सकता हूं कि सिक्किम के एक एक परिवार का भरोसा लगातार मजबूत हुआ है और देश ने इसके परिणाम सिक्किम की प्रगति के रूप में देखे हैं
The Prime Minister said the country is proud of Sikkim's success. He added that the government's efforts have brought Northeast to the center stage of development.
सिक्किम में करीब 400 किलोमीटर के नए नेशनल हाईवे बने हैं गांवों में सैकड़ों किलोमीटर नई सड़कें बनी हैं अटल सेतु बनने से सिक्किम की दार्जिलिंग से कनेक्टिविटी बेहतर हुई है सिक्किम को कालिम्पोंग से जोड़ने वाली सड़क पर भी काम तेजी से चल रहा है और अब तो बागडोगरा गंगटोक एक्सप्रेसवे से भी सिक्किम आना जाना बहुत आसान हो जाएगा इतना ही नहीं आने वाले समय में हम इसे गोरखपुर सिलीगुड़ी एक्सप्रेसवे से भी जोड़ेंगे
Later, the Prime Minister will visit West Bengal where he will lay the foundation stone of city gas distribution project in Alipurduar and Kuch Bihar districts in Alipurduar. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the increase in the minimum support price, MSP, for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said government has increased the MSP of kharif crops to ensure the remunerative prices to the growers for their produce. Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of modified interest subvention scheme for financial year 2025-26 with existing 1.5% interest subvention. The Cabinet also gave a nod to two multi-tracking projects across Indian Railways in Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the literary conference at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. The two-day conference will showcase various sessions, including Poets Meet, Feminist Literature of India, Change in Literature versus Literature of Change, and New Directions of Indian Literature in Global Perspective. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in northeastern region, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Met Department has also forecast heavy rain in Odisha, Telangana and West Bengal today. Similar conditions are expected in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha and West Madhya Pradesh. With a surge in COVID cases, the Public Health Department of Maharashtra confirmed 86 new cases of COVID on Wednesday, raising the total cases to 521 across the state from January. Meanwhile, 6 patients who had underlying health conditions died of COVID. According to the Mumbai Health Department, in Mumbai, 132 COVID patients have recovered and 383 cases are active. Space and technology billionaire Elon Musk announced that his term as the chief of the Department of Government Efficiency has come to an end. He thanked U.S. President Donald Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. In IPL cricket, the playoffs will begin today. Table topper Punjab Kings will take on second-place Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the first qualifier in Mullapur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Both the teams are chasing their maiden IPL title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.